That's EEECS. It stands for Electronics, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science. My name is TJ Cosgrove. I'm the Technology and Innovation Officer for the School of Electronics, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at Queen's University Belfast. Our passionate staff and incredible students are at the forefront of 21st century technology, working in areas like artificial intelligence, data analytics, virtual reality, robotics, cybersecurity, smart grids, and cloud edge computing. But what do these technologies actually do? How do they work? And what do they mean for our future? We break down the complex topics and explain the big ideas with our experts, researchers, staff, and students. This is the EEECS podcast. This episode is a little bit different than normal. I actually interviewed two of my colleagues, two computer scientists, and I asked them 64 quick-fire questions. There's a video that's coming out as well to go with this, but I thought I'd upload the audio as a podcast episode so you could listen along. So off we go. We have 64 questions with two computer scientists. Computer scientists, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Certainly. Hello, I'm Dave Cutting. I'm indeed a computer scientist.
I am Matthew Collins, and yes, I am also, by some definitions, a computer scientist.
Brilliant. I have 64 questions for you that we're going to hopefully go through quickfire. I will say who the question's for and then ask the question, and we'll just rattle through these and see where we get, okay?
Fair enough.
Great.
Perfect. Number one, Matthew, what is a nibble? N-Y-B-B-L-E.
It's half a byte?
Yeah, it has 16 possible values and can be represented by a single hexadecimal digit, apparently. Dave, tabs or spaces?
Both, just to drive everyone insane, but better in editor, which converts tabs to spaces.
Okay. Matthew, what's your favorite file format?
XLSX.
Okay.
That's the spreadsheet one and the modern one that doesn't throw away loads of data.
Dave, can you spell your name in binary?
Yes, but I'd need a pencil, a piece of paper, and about an hour.
0110010, 0110001. 0110010, 0110001.
No, actually, you're wrong. But anyway, that's close enough.
I chose your name because it was less letters than Matthew's.
Did you go with Dave or Dave?
Coding?
Well, I just went with Dave. I just went with a converter.
What number base, what encoding are you using? Using ASCII, using UTF-8? I mean, you need to be much more specific, TJ.
See, this is why you're the computer scientist.
Yeah.
Matthew, Mac, Windows, or Linux?
Windows.
Dave, would you rather have 940 megabit internet for 5 minutes a day or half a megabit all day long?
I've lived with half a megabit all day long, and I will trade that for 940 megabits for 5 minutes and just download everything in one go.
Matthew, what country has the fastest average broadband speed in the world, and what speed is it?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Estonia, but I have no idea about the speed.
Singapore, 225.6 megabits per second on average.
Yeah, good for them.
David, what country has the slowest average broadband speed in the world, and what speed is it?
Northern Ireland, and it's half a megabit.
It's in your house. No, it's Turkmenistan with 3.4 megabits per second on average. Matthew, Vine or TikTok?
Twitter.
Oh. Dave, how much does the internet weigh?
It weighs about as much as three geese.
That way too much. 50 grams, about the same as a strawberry.
The geese were filled with helium, you didn't specify.
Well, okay, fair enough. Helium geese aside. Matthew, can you spell your name in hexadecimal?
No, because M is not a hexadecimal digit.
Oh, well, I have a number here that is then wrong. This is why you get the computer scientists to fact check before you ask them questions. Dave, iPhone, Android, or Nokia 3310?
Android.
Matthew, you can swap the exclamation symbol permanently for everyone in the world to any other symbol in the world. What symbol do you choose?
Can I swap, like, in Spanish, where they've got, like, the upside-down exclamation point at the start and the right way up one the other way around? Can I just swap those around and then turn them upside down so nobody notices?
Yes, you wasted your question.
Or we could swap the semicolon for the Greek question mark, which looks like a semicolon, and again, no one will notice.
I like this subtle approach. It's very admirable. Dave, describe your life in one hashtag.
Hashtag geek life.
Matthew, what's the technical name for the hashtag symbol?
Pound sign?
Octothorpe.
Oh, that one. Yeah. That depends on your domain. But yes, well,
Oglethorpe. Fair again, enough. Computer scientist. Dave, what was the first ever YouTube video uploaded?
How to use YouTube.
Nope. Me at the Zoo by user Jawed. 19 seconds long and he talks about elephants. In Matthew, how many views does that video have?
Less than the sneezing panda.
123,201,947 as of time of me reading it. Dave, what's the worst piece of tech you've ever bought?
I bought a FM transmitter for my car when such things were there, but when you wired in, like a proper hands-free job, and somehow I wired it in, what it meant was that you could never ever hear any radio stations clearly through it. And if you were on standard FM, every time you broke, it went, and I live with that ever since.
Matthew, what's the best piece of tech that you've ever broken?
I'm going to say a mirror. And if you dispute me that a mirror is a tech, it is. It's totally tech. It's like an old-fashioned selfie camera, but you have to store the pictures in your mind.
Yeah, that RAM, that volatile memory. Dave, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, or PC?
Xbox with a bit of PC.
Okay. Matthew, Dreamcast, Mega Drive, Nintendo 64, or Super Nintendo?
The old school era, but I'm torn between Mega Drive and SNES.
Okay, good. Dave, what's your favourite emoji?
The crazy clown emoji, that the more you look at it, the more worrying it gets.
Matthew, what's your favourite meme?
One does not simply describe memes. They are a visual medium. You don't use words.
Dave, what's your least favourite programming language?
I would say MATLAB, but it's not a programming language. Microsoft C Script or PowerShell, one of those awful bash alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, what's your favourite programming language?
I'm perfectly happy with Java.
Dave, what year did Amazon start?
The river or the company?
Not the large rainforest, the company.
1993.
1994,
close. Oh, come on, close.
You're close. Matthew, what is the average size of an ebook without pictures?
Depends on the size of your tablet.
I don't mean dimensions, I mean file size.
I have no idea.
About 1.87 megabytes. So we all know, we're all well-versed in the knowledge that a petabyte is 1,024 gigabytes. So how many Kindle books could you fit into a petabyte, Dave?
A million? No, hang on. No, so gig. Gig. Terra. Peta. About a billion.
No, 547,593 at 1.87 meg each.
Are you sure your math is correct, TJ?
No, absolutely not.
I would significantly doubt that. But anyway, I have no reason to doubt you other than...
Well, we'll put on screen what it actually is, because I'm almost certainly wrong if you're doubting me. Which makes this next question even more interesting. How many books does the Queen's Maclay Library have, Matthew?
I don't know. Ask them.
I did. I have the answer.
That's good. They probably have a very good website and we should send people to that.
They did actually have an FAQ that told me the answer. 1,198,000 books, or about 2 petabytes, but given the previous answer, that may be wrong now.
So, ebooks?
No, books. Dead tree books.
But they're measuring them in petabytes?
I was measuring them in petabytes if they were converted into
ebooks. Okay,
that's... You have to measure them in geese. Physical books measured in geese.
Measure them in small strawberries.
Also acceptable.
Dave, when was the first website published?
Well, now it would depend what you mean by the first website, but I'm going to assume that we're going to go with CERN and Tim Berners-Lee. Yeah. That would have been 92. I'm going to go with 92.
Very close. August the 6th, 1991, or 4 days before I was born.
You're disgustingly young.
Thank you. Matthew, virtual reality or augmented reality?
I'm waiting for when we've got a true blend of both, but right now, probably virtual reality.
Dave, you have 60 minutes to kill with any video game. What is it?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Any preference on which one?
I'm currently still on Modern Warfare. I haven't quite got Cold War yet. That would be my go-to.
Cool. Matthew, you can only watch one film for the rest of your life. What is it?
Shawshank, Blues Brothers, Demolition Man.
That is 3 films.
They're all prison films. Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
Okay. Dave, does AI scare you?
Absolutely not. I, for one, welcome our silicon overlords and I bow down before them.
Matthew, would you give up driving forever if you had a self-driving car?
Yeah, probably. I don't really like driving now.
Dave, if you were a computer science final year undergraduate today, what would your dissertation project be about?
Good question. Distributed and adaptive systems, I reckon. So widely distributed, automatically adapting self-healing systems.
And who would you be your supervisor for that?
I would be my own supervisor.
I'm not sure you can do that. Matthew, if you were a computer science final year undergrad today, what would your dissertation project be about?
There's been some interesting studies recently about virtual reality and using tracking data to produce a recognizable fingerprint, like biometric data, basically, from how you move in VR. I think it'd be interesting to look at that a bit deeper. Because it brings up some interesting things about anonymization of data and things like that. Can you anonymize things if you can be identified by all the normal movement data? So yeah, it'd be interesting to dig into that a bit.
And who would be your supervisor? You?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, again, not sure the school would allow that, but Matthew, what's your favorite nerdy joke?
It's a long one.
Of course.
Is that okay? There's a farmer with a sheepdog. And he's out counting the sheep, and the phone rings, and it's before mobile phones. He has to go back to the house and answer the phone. So he goes to the sheep. His sheepdog is talking. Sheepdog, he says, "Will you count them for me while I'm away?" And the sheepdog says, "Yeah, no worries." Farmer goes back to answer the phone. The sheepdog does the job. Farmer comes back and he says, "Okay, do you get them sorted?" And he says, "Yeah. There's 40." And he says, "40? There should only be 37." The sheepdog says, yeah, I know, but I rounded them up for you while I was at it.
Brilliant. Worth the wait. Dave, you can invite three computer scientists to dinner, living or deceased. Who would they be and why?
Oh, okay. So I think we have to have Countess Ada Lovelace, the first programmer, in theory. Very interesting to see how it's gone. I think I'd have to invite one of my personal heroes, a guy called Dennis Ritchie, who passed away not too long ago, inventor of the C language, co-inventor of Unix, and probably also Vint Cerf, talk about modern networking. It'll be a fascinating dinner.
What would you eat? Bonus question.
Bits and bobs.
Matthew, you have to complete a huge project in a single two-week scrum. You can pick any four tech people to help you. Who's on your team?
I don't know, some very agile rugby players.
Dave, can you define PEBKAC, PEBKAC?
That is where someone attempts to do petabyte conversions but gets a CAC answer. Yeah. PEBKAC.
Yes, that's well, we've demonstrated. I agile demonstrated.
I might be totally wrong. I'm just defending it now to the hills.
PEBKAC stands for problem exists between keyboard and chair, and is often
whenever you're
the problem. Matthew, what book should everyone read once?
I don't know. If it's a good book, you should want to read it more than once. Good Omens. Terry Pratchett and Gaiman together. It's brilliant.
Dave, what film should everybody never watch?
You should never watch the original Japanese Ring. I think it's called Ringo. Certainly not if you ever want to sleep again.
Matthew, roughly speaking, how many new computer viruses do you think are released every month?
I don't know. Lots.
Ballpark.
Four.
Add three zeros and another 1,000 and you got 5,000 and that's the answer.
Fair enough.
Dave, what was the original name for Windows?
Oh, this is a terrible idea. We shouldn't do it. That was the original name for it.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Interface Manager.
I can understand why they rebranded that.
Matthew, what HP, Microsoft, and Apple origin stories all have in common?
People wanted to make money.
Probably, yeah, but they're all founded in garages.
Oh, okay.
Dave, what could you give out for a limited supply on a deceased social media network called Bebo?
On Bebo?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I never Bebo'd, I'm afraid.
Facebook could give out likes, little thumbs up. Bebo was love.
Oh.
You might remember the friendly, intelligent, in air quotes, assistant for Microsoft Office, Clippy the paperclip?
Yes.
What kind of paperclip was Clippy?
The metal one.
Mm-hmm. What kind specifically? Because there is a kind.
Animated.
It's a gem paperclip. If you ever want to know far too much about stationery, there's a very interesting rabbit hole of information about paperclip types.
Okay, what kind of dog was the dog?
Which dog?
You had alternate assistants. You could switch between Clippy and the dog.
Oh, well, see, this isn't, you know, 64 questions for the guy asking the questions. So I'll have to defer.
Fair enough.
Dave, would you rather have one Bitcoin or 10,000 pounds?
Oh, I think a Bitcoin's worth around 15,000. So it's worth more, but I would be the guy that would lose my Bitcoin password or wallet or throw out the USB stick. So I think I'd rather have 10,000 pounds because I'm yet to find a chip shop or a bookies that will take Bitcoin.
Yeah, it is actually worth more. Last time I checked, it was worth more. Matthew, could you condense and explain blockchain in 10 words?
en.wikipedia.org/wiki/blockchain.
Okay, that's very concise.
I had to go with slash rather than forward slash, otherwise it would have been 11 words.
Okay. I mean, I wrote one, and we'll see what you think of my 10-word definition. Distributed ledger technology, unchangeable record of transactions, updated by consensus.
That sounds like roughly the first paragraph of Wikipedia shrunk down to about 10 words. So yeah,
well, I cannot confirm nor deny whether that is the case. Dave, can you explain cloud computing in 3 words?
Someone else's computer.
Exactly what I wrote. I love it. Matthew, Elon Musk offers you a one-way ticket to live on Mars. Do you go?
Nope.
Dave, you can download 2 Wikipedia articles to your brain permanently and in their entirety, Matrix style. What are those 2 articles about?
I would download, clearly, the Wikipedia article on Wikipedia. I don't even need anything else.
Just the one? Okay. You know everything about Wikipedia, but nothing about jujitsu or, I don't know, cocktails?
I just assumed if I downloaded the article on Wikipedia, the Wikipedia article has summaries of all of the articles that's on Wikipedia.
Not sure that's all.
Oh, in that case, it's a terrible answer, but it's too late.
Matthew, what's the best Wi-Fi network name you've ever seen?
The LAN before time?
Yep, that's actually what my home network is. I have some other follow runners up. Tell my wife I love her. No more Mr. Wi-Fi. And Stranger Pings.
Nice.
Dave, what's the strangest comment you've ever read in a piece of code?
Well, other than the incredibly offensive ones you sometimes come across, a comment that said, I have no idea how this works, but it does. Do not change it. And I read that and thought, like, who did that? And went back and looked at the commit history, and it was me 7 years previously.
From the past.
Yeah, and do you know what I did? I listened to past me, and I left it.
Good, and it's still unchanged to this day.
It is. I also find my code base is often littered, again, this is me, with to-do, colon, fix this. And the longest one I found with that was a piece of code that I think at that point was 12 years old. And I looked at it and I thought, no, not today, and moved on.
Brilliant. Matthew, if you were a computer program, what program would you be?
I don't know. Let's say Excel.
Just so you can count cells and export in that file format you like?
Yeah, and prison movies as well. Cells are good.
Dave, you can have any superpower for 1 week. What is it and why?
I reckon mind control, because I reckon it's the one that you could then set your life up beyond that week. So you'd be fine because you could change people's permanent beliefs and opinions and they would then worship me and I'd have a whole society built around it. I've got a whole novel ready on that premise if you're interested.
Matthew, would you rather never be able to type the letter E again or every time you type it, it comes out 3 times?
Okay, so if you type it once, it turns into 3. Do the following E's also turn into 3 and 3 and 3?
No, it's not exponential.
Loads and loads
no.
of, but that's, it's E. E is exponential. That's the definition.
So, you can either never type it, so every time you hit the button, nothing happens, or every time you hit the button, 3 E's get generated instead of 1.
I want it to be exponential.
E's all the way down.
Yep, E's all the way down.
Well, so you could press it once and then that would be it. Your computer would just fill with ease until it, and then you were like, that's another one. Fetch me another laptop.
Yeah. Like e-books are nothing but ease.
Dave, is a Jaffa cake a cake or a biscuit?
It's clearly a cake.
It's kind of in the name, isn't it?
Yeah, it also is. It starts soft and then as it ages, it turns hard and brittle. Which I understand. I mean, I understand lots of serious science has been done on this. And my belief is that the peer-reviewed studies in Nature showed conclusively that it was a cake.
Okay, good to know. Matthew, what's your favorite color of Skittle?
Purple or green.
Purple or green. I didn't call them flavors because I'm not sure that they have nameable flavors. They're just kind of color flavors.
Blackcurrant and lime.
Dave, you have 10,000 important unread emails. You may well do, but you can only read 100 of them. How do you choose which 100?
Shoot the hostage, delete them all, move on.
Email bankruptcy. I like it.
Yeah. All or nothing, I say.
Matthew, if you had to give a TED talk in 5 minutes to a digital, socially distanced crowd of 10,000 people, what would it be about?
A short-lived sitcom from the late 2000s called Better Off Ted. Well worth checking out.
We've had this conversation before. I think that'd be a good TED talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bonus question for the both of you. Did you enjoy 64 Questions with Two Computer Scientists?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's been great. It's been the highlight of my, actually it has been the highlight of my week, which is a sad, tragic fact. At what point do we get to start rapid firing questions at you, TJ, as one of our students who should understand a lot of computer science concepts now?
Well, you see, that's not the title of the video, and so we will not be focusing on that today. Maybe if you can get someone to edit together a video, 64 questions to ask the guy who asked 64 questions. But I suspect, given that it'd be me editing it, it's not going to happen.
That would probably be the issue there. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm going to go and look up that petabyte conversion.
Yeah, please prove me wrong, because I'm not a mathematician, and that probably is wrong. I did try, but we'll see.
So hang on, what just to revisit, what was the average size of a book without images?
1.7 meg, I think it was.
1.7 meg.
Yeah.
And how many fit in a petabyte? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm right. I don't know. Fetch me a Kindle with a petabyte of storage and an infinite Amazon credit, and I will find out for you.
I need someone, like, if only I had access to computer scientists who could, like, do the math on this and calculate whether I'm right or not.
Well, I mean, you do have access to a lot of computer scientists, and let you brought us along. Like, I mean, no disrespect to Matthew, I'm disrespecting myself here, but I mean, like, we have a lot of proper computer scientists.
Yes, most people don't want to answer questions about Skittles.
Yeah, that is true. The Venn diagram of answer questions about Skittles and computer science, it's a razor thin line in the middle there, isn't it?
But thank you both so much. That was really interesting. A lot of questions I didn't expect answers to.
Thank you, TJ.
No problem, TJ. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to the EEECS podcast. You can find us on our website, www.qub.ac.uk/schools/EEECS. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at QUBEEECS. EEECS, inventing tomorrow, today.